This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
And we made it to a Friday, to meet Friday at that. Marvin, of course, being the 49er fan, been down in the dumps, and I said, you get to pick the menu, and I just got it. Marvin's Meat Friday. How many times have we said that before? Pretzel bun burgers, sliders, brats, jalapeno poppers, and fries. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Thank you, Marvin.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Rally.
Come on. Let's go.
Is this day six of grief? No. What is that?
I think it's five.
Oh, this is the fifth day?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know what this is.
Burgers. Acceptance.
Acceptance.
Oh, I thought it was burgers.
Uh-oh.
It's like denial, grief, you know, whatever, burgers.
Yeah. And fries. So welcome to the program. It's hour one. Charles Barkley will join us coming up in a little bit. Jim Nance. Next hour, hello, friends. Your phone calls are always welcome. Operator Tyler standing by. We have a new affiliate, the new Fox Sports Radio, Jacksonville, 9:30 a.m.
Let's go.
Oh, Rick Everett, thank you.
All right, Rick.
Yeah.
Slick Rick.
Yeah, yeah. Jacksonville, by the way, Florida's largest city. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Okay.
Really?
I believe so.
The entire metro area.
I don't know.
I think people would have guessed Miami.
I'm guessing right here that that's correct. It says there's an asterisk right by the word Jacksonville, and then it says Jacksonville is Florida's largest city. That's something I did not know. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America. Maybe that's the stat of the day.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day.
Is that Rick? Don't call him Chris Everett. He'll jump across that table and knock you out. That's the thing about him.
Well, he's the
they
vice.
Don't play.
He's the vice president of programming.
Yeah, you don't do
he's
that.
He's the VP of programming.
That's right.
Yeah, it's Rick Everett. Yeah. Don't call him Jim Everett either.
Yeah.
Is Jacksonville Florida's largest city?
It is. It's almost a million people.
Let's go.
All right.
Yeah. Let's go.
See, we learned something today. At the end of the day, you can always tell people, you know, the largest city in Florida.
Interesting fact for you.
Yeah.
Bet you didn't know this.
Yeah. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. By the way, this first hour brought to you by Discover. They want everyone to feel special. That's why your Discover card gives you access 24/7 to customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more. Discover.com/credit card. Limitations like Fritzy apply. So the gang's all here. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Polly, yours truly. It's a Meat Friday. Phone calls are welcome. Play of the day, poll question, and of course, many stats of the day coming up as well. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner.
Morning.
If you'd like to see what this looks like, we warn you. You know, shouldn't have kids around watching this. There should be an advisory there. But you can watch the program thanks to Peacock. Our radio affiliates now numbering 401 cities. We just added Jacksonville Did you know that Jacksonville is the largest city in Florida?
I'd heard that.
Yeah.
Okay, you want some early poll questions.
Oh.
Better city in Florida, Jacksonville, Miami.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Okay, is Miami overrated? Yes, no.
Playing to Jacksonville.
The Jaguars are new official team. Yes.
You like the Jags or you like the Dolphins?
Hello.
Yeah.
Best team in Florida.
maybe Tampa. I don't know.
No, they're third on that depth
chart.
Too
soon? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. That didn't take long last night. Caitlin Clark, by the way. It's one of those where you go, all right, what time's the game start? And then Paulie texts me and he goes, hey, Peacock, hurry, because Peacock carried the game. Flipped over, see Caitlin Clark coming down the floor, launching from the logo, bang. This is what it sounded like.
Here comes Clark. How will she go for history? There it is! The all-time leading scorer in women's college basketball.
Yeah, and you look at that shot. I mean, you don't have to take a logo shot. And it just felt like, hey, let me get this record out of the way, this pesky record out of the way. And I don't know, while I'm still hot, maybe I put up 49 points total. And, you know, it was, you can't create a phenomenon. There, you know, it's strange where it just happens. You know, there has to be things that kind of combined to make something a phenomenon. You know, Steph Curry at Davidson was a phenomenon. You know, wasn't a great team, but they got to the tournament. He stayed one more year. He wanted to play point guard and then went to the NBA. Then he goes to the NBA, has ankle problems. He plays for a defensive-minded coach in Mark Jackson. Steve Kerr comes in, and then Steph gets healthy, and then Steph becomes Steph Curry. But there are moments. He had a shot against Oklahoma City. This had to be, what, 2015 maybe? Mike Breen on the call was this Saturday night. And we're watching this at a bar in New York City. And as soon as he pulled up, I go, oh, my God. And you see Steve Kerr almost cover his face with his hands like, you got to be, oh, good shot. And after that, it became a whole new world in the NBA and in college and in high school and in grade school. And I wonder, Caitlin Clark is 22. So 8, 9 years ago, she's 13 years of age. She's already said that, you know, Steph Curry had a huge influence on her because she doesn't, we think they're bad shots, but they're not bad shots for her. Steph Curry, we think they're bad shots, or at least we did. We don't anymore. So it's a phenomenon that you have. She's a great player, great shooter, great passer. If you could somehow bring her to Indianapolis this weekend and let her go in the three-point shooting contest. And we have a late substitution. Caitlin Clark is going to fill in for Lori Markkanen. Say hello to Caitlin Clark. But you have Sabrina Ionescu going against Steph Curry. If you didn't have that, I bet Steph would be up for it if you said, hey, Caitlin is going to come in and going to be in the three-point shooting. Or just you two, would be wonderful. And it would be the highlight of the All-Star weekend. Yeah, Paulie.
Clark would take the racquetballs and roll them out 8 more feet. Like, let me get in my range.
She did talk about the record-breaking basket after the game.
Yeah, I mean, you all knew I was going to shoot a logo 3 for the record. Come on now.
Take us through.
Well, I thought about doing it a couple possessions earlier, but I was a little tired, so I needed to catch my breath a little bit. But yeah, I think I kind of stepped back to my left a little bit and was able to get it off and went in and then celebrated. And honestly, like warming up, like my shot just felt good, so I knew it was going to be kind of one of those nights and kind of played with a little bit more pep in my step. And I knew that's what this team needed after coming off of a loss. And just lucky, like my teammates, I'm just so thankful they let me be me, and I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for them. So, yeah, just really thankful.
She had 23 in the first quarter. And I kept thinking, all right, can you keep this pace up? Do you want to keep this pace up? Is Michigan going to stay in the game? Because that was probably more important for the final point total for her. If Michigan stayed in the game, she could stay in the game. They had to win the game. They have a big game coming up with Indiana, I think, coming up this weekend. But you watch the amount of energy it takes to be that kind of scorer every single night. Everybody knows you have to take 30 shots. You're going to take 30 shots. You have to find a way to get those shots up. Like Iverson and Kobe and Jordan, like great players every single night know I have to do that same thing I just did the previous night. And maybe I do it better. But Caitlin Clark, what she did, how she did it, it's remarkable. And Pete Maravich's all-time record is certainly within sight. I think she has four more regular season games, and then she'll have the tournament as well. Obviously, Pete Maravich only played 3 years, didn't play as many tournament games, but Caitlin Clark, what she's done, is a phenomenon. She's a phenomenon. It's like Bo Jackson. You know, Frank Gore has three times or four times as many yards as Bo Jackson, but Bo Jackson was a phenomenon. That's just certain athletes at certain time, they do things. And you go, now, is it sustainable? Like Linsanity, he was a phenomenon. He couldn't extend it, but what he did, when he did it, how he did it, where he did it, it was like, wow. You have those wow moments. Now, Caitlin Clark has been great for 4 years and will be great in the WNBA. But this is a moment where you'll look back and go, God, I remember that. Although I did think as soon as she hit the hoop, Kelsey Plum was the all-time leading scorer. Played at Washington, plays in the WNBA with Las Vegas. And I thought, she didn't get this. Nobody went, that's the record breaker. Whoever record she broke may have been a woman from Ohio State, but then you're like, okay, she didn't get that fanfare, but she didn't play this way. Now we're watching, you know, a female Steph Curry, and that's the phenomenon that she's doing it at Iowa, not exactly a basketball powerhouse. They beat South Carolina last year. They go to the title game. They lose to LSU. But it takes a lot to make that phenomenon, and she's got staying power. Yeah, Seton.
Caitlin Clark seems to have established a before and after that lots of players don't do. You know, like Steph Curry, there was a before Steph, and now there's an after Steph. The game is different. I think, you know, women's college basketball seems to be different now that Caitlin Clark has existed.
Yeah, and you're seeing, if you watch, I mean, I'm watching a game last night. It was South Carolina and Tennessee, and I'm just watching the handles on these women.
Yeah,
it's awesome. And they can shoot. They can shoot. And I remember talking to John Wooden many, many, many years ago, and he told me that he loved the purity of women's college basketball. And it surprised me, but he said, you know, fundamentally, they know what they're doing. They play basketball in a pure way. Now, that doesn't mean it's exciting. Now it's becoming really exciting. And last night, Caitlin Clark did it in dramatic fashion. All right, you got a poll question for me today, Seton.
I mean, obviously, other than the Jacksonville poll questions that we're running with, we have one here from Paulie. We have a slew from Friday Todd.
Ooh, Friday Todd. By the way, we have Rhyme Time with Todd coming up a little bit later on.
Oh. Yeah, Rhyme Time.
Nobody asked for it, but you're going to get it.
Definitely did not.
I love Rhyme Time, I got to admit. I really do.
Well, the first edition was pretty spectacular.
Pretty much the GOAT.
Yes. But as with all things related to Todd, sometimes you know, we do it a second or third or fourth or fifth time.
That's a Valentine's theme, even though it'll be 2 days past Valentine's
Day. Oh, so it's a post-Valentine's Rhyme Time.
Yeah, it has to do with Valentine's-related type things.
Okay, all right. So what else do you have, Seton?
That's disappointing. this one's from Paul. If you could only watch one this year, the men's NCAA basketball tournament or the women's NCAA basketball tournament?
Yeah, Paul.
I've been sitting on this poll question for a month. I actually told Seton I've been sitting on it because I knew it would get a reaction. If you could only watch one this year. Now, I'm very skewed on this topic, so I'm going to open up to the room.
Todd, men or women's tournament this year?
I will still watch the men, but I do have an increased curiosity about how the women play.
Did you say
I will rather watch the men still.
Okay. Seton, what about you?
I'm going to leave that tournament to LSU guys. I'm going to watch the men.
Marvin.
That was clever. The men.
Yeah.
It's dependent on one player in the other in the women's tournament.
It's dependent on one player and the matchup.
You want LSU to face Iowa.
Without question.
Yeah. Correct. Whenever they would meet in the tournament, that's really it.
I'll watch that game for sure.
South Carolina is the best team in the country, but they don't have any star power there. USC has a star with their freshman guard, Juju Watkins. But as far as, I mean, it's Caitlin Clark in the tournament. I don't know if people are going, man, I got to watch Ohio State. They're one of the best teams in the country. Yeah, Paulie.
It's like the NCAA men's tournament doesn't have a player to focus on. There's not a focal point player or focal point team. It's just, it's a great tournament. It always pays off with upsets and so on and so forth and storylines. But there's no appointment programming for the men's tournament. It's just as great historically.
Yes, because then you're going to fall in love with somebody or a team or a player, and then you're going to go, I'm going to follow them. It happens every single year. And then usually you have a blue blood win the title. And that's probably going to be the case this year. Yes, Eden.
Right. There is no appointment viewing for the men's NCAA tournament because the entire thing is. The whole thing is one large. The women have a player to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah. I would say the men's tournament. Yeah. Because it never fails to deliver. There's always a storyline or two where you can't script it, where you can't go, yep, you know, I thought Butler was going to go to the Final Four, go back to the title game again, nearly win the game. But then you have all of these Northern Iowa and George Mason. And, you know, it's every year you have one of those games, one of those moments where you go, yep, they did it again. Yeah, Paulie?
You know, when I workshopped this poll question, I knew that it would probably be 80% would probably vote for the men's tournament. It was going to be a loss. But this would be the first time in my lifetime that it's a discussion, in our lifetime, that it's an actual discussion you could have. It wouldn't be like, can you imagine throwing this poll question out 10 years ago?
Yeah, but I think with the UConn women, they had star power. That people would watch that team. Now we're watching one player. So I think that the women's tournament has had that before because you had UConn. You want to see if they could go undefeated. Yes, Marv.
You know what? If the women's championship game was LSU versus Iowa, I would take that over any matchup on the men's side.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And I agree with that as well. That's what we would want to see as another rematch. Other than that, you know, we'll follow Caitlin Clark. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. The great Charles Barkley will join us from Indianapolis. He's there with TNT for the All-Star Game, and Jim Nance a little bit later on as well. Yes, Eden?
As social media never misses anything, Todd flies from New York through Jacksonville to get to Las Vegas, and what happens a week later? Mm. We have a new station. Did you close that deal, Todd?
I spoke with a couple of people. I didn't think it went particularly well.
Did you call Rick? And they're like,
I met someone at the airport. We had, you know, we shared a pizza.
Did you talk to Rick Everett in Jacksonville?
We had a conversation.
Okay. All right.
But I started oversharing some things, and
did.
I thought that we had no chance of getting on their station.
Okay. So that's Jacksonville, 9:30 a.m.
PD Kyle.
Yeah. Kyle Cassandra.
Yeah.
I mean, let's don't leave him out.
Yeah, shout out Kyle. Yeah. KC. Yeah. That's my guy.
Hey,
my dog.
Yeah,
Todd closed it though. Well,
you know
done,
what?
Toddler.
Can we find if we're still on that station after this segment here? You know, we had him on for 17 minutes, but we decided to move on from him.
They actually got a little too local. It was kind of annoying. They wouldn't stop talking about the city.
Well, remember when we were on in Spokane, and then we made up T-shirts, and then we were on in what Anchorage, Alaska. Yeah.
We could get a Jacksonville T-shirt going.
Yeah.
I would love that. Yeah, maybe we'll go back to doing, what was it? What was the Anchorage one?
Oh.
And there was a Spokane one, like, dang, they were funny. I don't even remember them now.
Going to Vegas? Stop in Jacksonville.
One of them was like a trivia contest or something like, oh, no, it's Juno.
Oh, Juno, Alaska.
Juno.
Juno.
Juno. Yeah,
did you know?
Yeah.
Did you know Juno?
Juno.
Yeah, Juno.
All right, let me take a break. We're getting sideways here early. Take a break. Charles Barkley in the on-deck circle after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up Saturday, the Premier League on NBC and streaming on Peacock, Manchester City and Chelsea. Saturday, 12:30 Eastern on NBC. And Peacock. We will settle on a poll question. We'll get to your phone calls. We were talking about Caitlin Clark, a phenomenon, but also Paulie brought up a great one during the commercial break. Fernando Valenzuela, when he happened upon the scene, that was a big deal. And, the nightly news, I remember they did a feature on Fernando Mania. Yes, Paulie.
And I think it's a phenomenon is when you go from nowhere to famous. Like Fernando, he didn't ease in with the Dodgers. He became really big, really fast. It's almost like he was almost like Eddie Murphy at Saturday Night Live. You didn't know a thing about him. And then 7 weeks later, he's a household name.
Charles Barkley, a phenomenon and a household name. You can check out King Charles with Gail King. That's Wednesdays at 10 Eastern on CNN. 1 hour talk show where he co-hosts and engages with the guest. Conversations revolving around the most interesting stories of the week. Before we get to Charles, I'm watching last night. All of a sudden, Ernie introduces everybody, says hello to everybody, and it sounded like this.
Hey, it's great to be here. It's
Can I do one more thing?
Yes.
One more? Uh-oh. Everybody join in.
Barkley sucks. Barkley sucks. Barkley sucks.
Say it. Barkley sucks. Say it. Say it. Say it.
What? Charles, what brought about that with Shaq last night?
Well, he does it all the time when we go in front of a live audience. You know, we only go in front of a live audience probably
5 times a year. So he does it every time. So it's a lot of fun. And hey, anything we do to engage the crowd is pretty cool.
It's called content. Whatever it is to entertain, and that's what you guys always do every night. But has Shaq crossed the line with you?
No, hell no.
Have you crossed the line with Shaq?
I don't think so. Dude, we're just entertaining people. I like Shaq a lot. We're good friends. He's a great businessman. I learned some things from him. But, dude, we are very happy together, and whatever he does is fine with me. Dan, I've already cashed a check. I don't care. I've already cashed a check.
Is your jersey retired in Philly?
Yes.
So Philly and Phoenix?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Why did Orlando take so long to retire Shaq's jersey?
How do I know the answer to that question?
Well, didn't you talk to Shaq and say, oh, wow, I thought your jersey was retired?
No. Hell no. No. I mean, it was a good week for him down there getting that done with the Magic, who's having a good year. We don't talk about stuff like that, to be honest with you.
I was talking about Caitlin Clark, the phenomenon, but this is really the Steph Curry effect when you think about it. But, you know, when Steph started taking those shots and Steve Kerr's holding his head like, what are you doing taking those shots? And then he realized that those are actually good shots. But the effect that that's had on basketball has been pretty remarkable.
Well, it is. Oh, Caitlin, man, she's a phenomenon. It was really funny. I've been trying to get a chance to see her play in person, but I haven't been able to fit it into my schedule. I'm going to try to get that done in the next month or so. It's not easy, because if I do it, I'm probably going to have to get a private jet to fly to Iowa or somewhere on the road, because I want to see her play in person. Number one, congratulations to her. Also, we can't forget about Lynette Woodard. You know, because there's a debate on all these records and things, but, you know, because Lynette Woodard, I think, probably still has the record. But she's not recognized. That's how bad they treated women back in the day. They didn't recognize their records. So shout out to Lynette Woodard, who was amazing. But Caitlin, man, what she's doing for women's basketball is pretty incredible.
Now,
you know, it's going to be interesting because, you know, the NCAA, they're such damn boneheads. They really are boneheads because, like, she can stay in college another year.
Yeah.
You know, they got to fix this system they got in place because, man, some of these guys been in college so long, they could be doctors. I mean, I understand that we went through the COVID situation. But, I've seen some of these guys been in college for like 6 years. Yeah. That's crazy. The NCAA, they always screw everything up as usual because let me tell you something. This NIL and the transfer portal has really screwed up college sports, man. It is so bad, Dan, right now. And I don't know how we're going to fix it, but the first thing we could do is say, hey, guys, you can't stay in college long enough to be a doctor. That'd be the first thing we start fixing.
You mentioned Lynette Woodard. She played at Kansas 1977 to 1981. Also, I think she played for the Harlem Globetrotters.
She did. Yeah. And she was a great, great player, but she's an awesome person also. But like I say, a lot of these women, there's another woman, I can't remember her name, Moore. Pearl Moore, I think is her name, who got a bunch of records that we don't recognize also. Pearl's in the Hall of Fame. But, man, how often do we treat women in sports back in the day? We didn't even count their records. That's crazy.
Yeah, Pearl Moore played at Francis Marion back in the mid to late 70s and has the all-time scoring record. We're talking to Charles Barkley inside the NBA and the All-Star break here. What did you bet on the Super Bowl? Who did you bet on?
Oh, I bet on the 49ers. I got beat really bad. I had a beat down. You know what's crazy? Number one, congratulations to Travis and Andy and Pat Mahomes and all those guys. And man, you got to talk about Chris Jones. Chris Jones, a monster, man.
Yeah.
But you know what's so crazy, Dan? I bet against the Chiefs in all three games. Buffalo, I was surprised that they won at Buffalo. Then I was really surprised how they played, how bad Baltimore played. And the Super Bowl was a good game. You know, and let me tell you something. All these idiots, fools, and jackasses out here, you know, you know who I'm talking about on these other networks, Dan. Why do we have to blame somebody? Kyle Shanahan has done a hell of a job, and we get the luxury of seeing what happened after the fact. I thought Kyle Shanahan had a really good point because he said, you know, he says, if we had a score at first and they had a score, then it would have been sudden death. And I was like, that's logical to me. But we got so many idiots, fools, and jackasses on television now. Everybody has to have a hot take and blame somebody. The 49ers had a very good year. And listen, Pat Mahomes just great. Playing some. Let's stop the Tom Brady stuff already. Let's stop the Andy Reid, Bill Belichick stuff already. Patrick is on a great ascension. He's doing great. He's not Tom Brady yet. And Andy Reid, you know, is a great coach, and he's won 3 Super Bowls. He's still 3 behind Bill. And let me tell you how stupid some of these guys are on television. You know how much I hate Skip Bayless. I hate him with every fiber. You know, I really, sometimes he makes me want to gain weight back so I can hate him with even more weight. You know, he goes on television and says, if it wasn't for Tom Brady, Bill wouldn't have all these championships. And I'm like, well, Bill's the greatest coach ever. And he says, well, he only won the Super Bowls because of Tom Brady. Well, Andy Reid's a great coach. Exactly how many championships he won without Patrick Mahomes? Count them, Dan. He was in Philadelphia all those years. He didn't win the Super Bowl.
Why do you keep watching these shows if you hate?
Oh, I don't watch these shows. Trust me, I don't watch these shows. People send me these hot takes, and I love going hard at people because to sit there and say about Bill only won championship because of Tom Brady, that's stupid and asinine. And like I say, I like Andy Reid's a great person. He's a great coach. But like, how many championships has he won without Pat Mahomes? That'd be absolutely zero. So stop trying to hate on Bill Belichick. Hey, give Andy his flowers. Give Patrick his flowers. The only problem I have with the Kansas City Chiefs, honestly, Dan, why in the hell is Travis Kelce always open?
Well, don't blame that on.
Travis is a friend of mine. He's a great, great player. He's in a conversation with Kellen Winslow and Gronk as the greatest tight end ever. But when I'm watching football, because you know I watch every football game because I bet on every football game. all I'm saying to myself, yo, man, why is Travis Kelce always open? It drives me crazy, to be honest with you.
You know, going back to the coach and the star player, it's like Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson sharing that.
Yeah, but for some reason, people want to take shots at Bill, and it ain't right. When you get on television, our job is to be fair and objective. And we got some clowns on television now who like Belichick is overrated. Dude went to 9 Super Bowls. There's nobody went to 9 Super Bowls who's overrated. And like I say, Tom Brady didn't play defense. He didn't play special teams. And you know what's really crazy? People are riding on Kyle Shanahan. At this stage of his career, his resume is probably better than Andy Reid's. Andy Reid only went to 1 Super Bowl in Philly. Kyle's been to 2 as a head coach. So at this stage of his career is probably better ahead of schedule of Andy Reid. And he's been getting to the Super Bowl with – good quarterbacks, not great quarterbacks, good quarterbacks.
Who gets a ring first? Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce with another Super Bowl ring?
Well, I don't know anything about their relationship. You know, she's unbelievably talented, and he's great.
Do you think they get married before the Chiefs win another Super Bowl?
Oh, I don't know that. I mean, they only been together a few months.
But you and Madonna dated, so it's sort of like Kelce.
We did not date. She's a casual friend of mine. People tried to make it out more than it was. You know.
Did you try to date Madonna?
No, I did not.
Did she try to date you?
we just met and people tried to run with it.
Okay.
She's a nice lady. Got nothing but good things to say about her. But let me tell you something. I don't know anything.
Because I tried to date her.
She was very nice.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I have a very strict rule. I never ask people about their personal relationship because it's none of anybody's business, to be honest with you. So I haven't talked to Travis about Taylor. I hope they're doing good. I mean, thank God football is over. So they can actually have some private time. they get a little private time now because, you know, it's crazy trying to do it during the middle of the season, what they were trying to do. But now they can actually get some private time.
Yeah, yeah, they're in love, you know. Oh, the commissioner talked about Vegas expansion franchise. Do we just assume that LeBron's going to be part of that ownership group in Vegas?
Well, he probably has that type of money. You know, all these people be talking about ownership. You probably have to have $3 billion to even get in the conversation. You know, that expansion team, which, number one, I'm not big on expansion because the last thing we need to do is water down some of these mediocre teams we got in the NBA. I thought Vegas did a good job. You know, traffic's always going to be bad in Vegas when you have a big event, but it's got great hotels. It's got a lot of entertainment. I have no problem with sports franchises being in Vegas, you know, obviously, but I'm me. I like to gamble. But I don't know about expansion.
LeBron's going to own a team. LeBron's going to, it's going to be $5 billion at least. That's what I was told for that expansion. Well,
it's probably going to be $5 billion. I mean, we just sold one for $4 billion. So it's going to be at least $5
billion. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, LeBron's got, he's got a lot of money. So maybe, I think it'd be a great, we need another black owner. You know, Michael's gone. And I don't think we have a black owner in any sport. But you're going to have to start out with at least, I mean, I don't even think you can entertain it unless you got a couple billion dollars or more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to be $5 billion for that expansion team. And then,
I mean, so, Dan,
yeah,
you all that money you got,
yeah,
you should put a team in Vegas.
Yeah. I'm going to set my sights on an MLS team in Vegas first. You know, that I'm going to start there. And then maybe I'll graduate to an NBA team.
Well, listen, if you need a couple of dollars, call your boy Chuck. I got you.
Are you sure with that Subway money you didn't blow it on San Francisco at the Super Bowl?
Oh, you know, hey, listen, I had a rough Super Bowl. I had a rough 3 weeks.
Every year I talk to you after the Super Bowl, and you say the same thing. You lost on the Super Bowl. Why don't you just bet against yourself?
No, I won like six or seven
Super Bowls. Stop.
No. I won like
what, back in the 70s? I mean, I don't
remember. No, I was on a serious winning streak for a while. But I think I've lost the last four Super Bowls. I won like six in a row, but I think I've lost the last four.
You're the Buffalo Bills of Super Bowl betting.
Which is one team that's never gotten to do the justice they deserve, I might add.
Okay, but they did lose.
But they did get there four times. First of all, no team. That's one thing that's always bothered me about that. Because, you know, Jim Kelly and Thurman and those guys and Bruce Smith, they probably never gotten the shine they deserve. To have the confidence, the ability to get to four straight Super Bowls. First of all, no team has ever gotten there 3 years in a row. To get there 4 years in a row, those guys didn't win it, but they do deserve our accolades for like the intestinal fortitude that it takes to get beat down. First of all, the first one was close. The other three weren't. But to have the courage and the willpower to get there 4 years in a row, man, was incredible.
You know what? If they do a remake of the remake of the movie Shaft, I think I got to consider you looking the way you look right now.
Yeah, man. I'm not big on acting, man. It's just monotonous. Shout out to Richard Roundtree, who passed away the last 3 months, man. I got a chance to meet him a couple times in my life. It was an honor and a privilege. But we need another Shaft.
Right on.
Sam Jackson's played Shaft the last few times. And Sam is the best thing I've ever done working with Sam and Spike and those guys. We just finished up, actually, we just finished up all the March Madness commercials for Capital One. So I'm excited about those. But man, we need a new chef.
It'd be nice if you included me in the Capital One commercial. Maybe bring me in. Be kind of nice.
Well, we got this year. We got Magic in again. We got Dionne Warwick.
How about me?
Dan, I don't write the script, man. You have to talk to Spike about that.
Yeah, maybe we break it up a little bit. You know, bring me in.
Dan, you know how much love and respect I got for you, man. We've been together probably 40 years. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, I remember I was there when you became a coward on the golf course and was scared to come to Lake Tahoe. Remember, you used to come.
Yeah.
And then you turn into a coward and don't want to put your game on display. Why don't you come back to Tahoe?
Well, now that you have regained your swing, now you want a piece. I get it. But when you were damaged, when you were at the side of the road.
Yeah, but let me tell you something.
And I didn't play you then because I didn't want to take your money. When you put up three digits. Your score started with a one.
I remember when you came to Tahoe and you four-putted from like 6 feet. And I know exactly what happened. Because normally when you're playing with your homeboys, they give you all those shots.
That is true.
And I remember you four-putted from like 6 feet. You're like, don't they give you these? I know they have to put them out. It was hilarious.
Once again, when your score started with a one, I did not take advantage of you.
Yeah, Dan, I appreciate
that. You know
that.
When Wilt scored 100 and he held up that piece of paper? I mean, that's what you do after every score. It'd be like 1, 0, and then a 6.
Yeah, but see, everybody made fun of me for like 30 years. You know what? I can't find any of those guys. Every guy who made fun of me, now that I got my swing back, I want receipts.
Oh, I know. You look great. Have fun. Play nice there in Indy.
You know what? It's a great weekend for the NBA. Hey, Dan, number one, thank you for having me.
Yep.
And tell the Danettes I said hello, and you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, Chuck. That's Charles Barkley. You can see him Wednesday night with Gail King, King Charles at 10 Eastern. Take a break. Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jim Nance, NFL on CBS, called the Super Bowl, and more importantly, had a picture of us in his pocket as he called the Super Bowl. So we sort of co-hosted the Super Bowl with Jim Nance. Jim, you said you were going to do it, and you did it. Thank you.
It was automatic, my friend. Good morning, ho, friends. I wanted you to feel like you were right there with me, and what a game to watch and be a part of. I'm still, you can probably hear it, as you know, I've been trying to come on the show for the last couple of days. I even had my voice down on Wednesday, laryngitis-like symptoms. But we're back, we're running, and I get to be back with you and the Danettes again. That's a good thing.
Has it hit you yet, not being involved in March Madness?
Wow. I mean, this is the first time I've been asked about it. I'm just coming out of the Super Bowl. But, you know, I think last year I just felt so good about the plan, which was put in place in 21 to say goodbye in Houston. Listen, I've been knocked on my backside here with whatever it was that half the crew came down with after the Super Bowl. But I'm excited to actually have the month off and be able to go on a spring break with my kids and be able to do some things I haven't done in almost 40 years. So I love the tournament. I'm actually going to appear at the tournament a couple of places to cheer on my Houston Cougars. And I'll be at the Final Four in some very limited capacity and going to take in the games and sit in the stands and enjoy it as a fan.
Minutes before kickoff, what goes on with you and Tony or producers, directors?
Well, it was very calm. We came on the air with this incredible tease, My Way, Frank Sinatra, with an orchestra in the Sphere. And it moved me because that's my favorite song of all time. It was so well done. It's got to win an Emmy. Pete Radovich and this amazing team put it together. And I was ready to go. You know, there are elements to the show you have to be involved in. Most of us just throwing it to commercial, teeing up Alan Roach, who's the NFL public address announcer, does such a great job. And I couldn't wait for the game to start. So no real big memories of that, just trying to be exact.
But can you get too excited? Have you gotten too excited when you're calling a game?
Well, I think you have to modulate it, and I really do. I think you have to be careful not to blow it out on random plays along the way. But listen, that comes with 40 years of experience of kind of knowing when to bring it and preserve that one gear that you have in reserve. And I mean, we had some lag time there in the first half without a lot of big plays. We had the throwback with the touchdown pass from Jennings to McCaffrey, but there wasn't a whole lot to speak of. But by the end of the game, it was riveting, and you know, you were hitting those higher notes, so to speak.
And you talked about that ball being in the air a long time. I mean, we're watching it, and you're right. You're like, wow, that's in the air a long time. And you know, then they end up scoring that touchdown.
Well, I think if the defender Bolton hadn't been chipped, I mean, I think it could have been a touchdown in the other direction. I mean, it was an amazing play. I certainly didn't see when Jennings was trying to get the ball back across the field that it was going to produce a touchdown. But, hey, listen, I haven't gone back and looked at the game yet. You still play it in your head 100 million times, and I'm just really proud of all the women and men that were a part of this. You know, it's a crew of over 1,000 strong, and as you know now, it's been out there. It's the most watched single show in the history of television. So it might even actually, because of the fact that it went five quarters, you got Taylor sitting in the stands and being shown, and or sitting in a suite being shown. I think that the rating might hold up. Usually you kind of pass it on, the next year it gets topped, and the next year it gets topped. You just kind of leapfrog one another. But I think this one's actually going to be in place for a long, long time as the most watched show in the history of American television.
Halftime is, what, three times longer than it normally is for a game? What do you do during halftime and then try to ramp back up to have that energy?
I got to have my hot dog first off, and it was a really good hot dog, I have to say.
Is there a hot dog person in Jim Nance's life? No, there's not. Okay.
No, but you know, it's interesting. When I first started doing the NFL back in the 80s, it wasn't automatic that you get a hot dog or a tray of hot dogs delivered to the booth. That's all set up by the teams. We don't ask for anything, but they cater it. And sometimes you get them, sometimes you wouldn't. Now it's universal. So I don't eat a hot dog. I will not have another hot dog until week one of the NFL season. But during the season, Dan, it's absolutely essential. I have to have a hot dog at halftime. I'm a ritualistic guy, as you know. So I don't finish it, though. I save the last bite or two. So I feel good about myself, and I'll throw it in the garbage. But my great friend Sam Farmer observed this. He's, of course, out Los Angeles Times and brilliant writer. But he was in the booth and stopped by during the AFC Championship game, and he observed it. And he wrote a little vignette about it. He said, "I travel my own ketchup," which got some reaction from some people. Like, you put ketchup on a hot dog? And I used to be a mustard guy, but now, ever since, you know, I have two young children, they go ketchup. And Kevin McHale, our Kevin McHale in the booth, who's been with us for over 30 years, travels a bottle of ketchup.
Okay.
I didn't ask him to, but it makes life easier, because when you go back and you get your hot dog and you're on the clock, you get those little packets and you're trying to tear them open, and invariably they splatter all over your tie or shirt, and one of them's never enough, and you're trying to, like, fight off the end of it and get two or three. So that's it. Halftime is three quarters of a hot dog, and I'm going to miss them. I'm going to miss them now until September the 10th.
We're talking to Jim Nance, of course, the lead voice with CBS, and he'll be there at the Masters watching Tiger yesterday. Like, I'm trying to figure out, bigger picture, what is Tiger going to do with golf? Can you see a senior tour? You do not see senior tour.
I don't see that, because I think he could still be competitive out here, believe it or not. I know that we don't have a big sample size since his ankle surgery last April after the Masters, and that's the last time he'd played before yesterday. But, well, he played in, of course, some of the December tournaments that the father-son event. Those aren't official, and the one down in the Bahamas that he hosts. But he's still hitting it out there as long as, you know, the top third of the tour. And he's Tiger Woods. So I thought it was pretty impressive yesterday that he shot 72 in his first competitive round, excuse me, in 9 months. So the senior tour, that's not in his mindset right now. He's going to need a good round today because the field gets trimmed to top 50 in ties or anyone within 10 shots of the lead. And he's hovering right around 50th out of the 70-man field. But he's hosting. He's back. He's playing a little bit later today. And if he doesn't make the cut, I anticipate he'll be spending some of the weekend sitting up in the booth next to me and Trevor Immelman hosting his tournament.
But then there's something about Augusta.
He'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be. I really think that, you know, we're gonna have to watch this. You know, we'd still have to see if he can walk 72 holes without his endurance and his swing falling apart because everything's a little bit off with his balance and distribution of weight, etc. I'm talking science here. I'm not qualified to do, especially when it comes to Tiger. But I actually think that he'll be competitive at Augusta this year.
You had the call of Kansas City jackpot. When does that come to you that if they happen to win, you're going to use that?
As they're marching down the field, I knew I wanted to put something that had to do with Las Vegas. And then moreover, this, I'm so glad you brought this up because you sparked it. You had Brent on last week, Brent Musburger, right before I came on the show. And I had had dinner the previous evening with Brent. And I idolized Brent. I have since I walked in the door in 1985. And Brent was the play-by-play voice of the Raiders up until a year ago. You know that. And he used to use Jackpot in his touchdown calls for the Raiders. So during the broadcast on Sunday, they introduced the next Hall of Fame class to be inducted in Canton in August. And, I mean, it just came to me as they were out there, and we put up a graphic with all the names, all the great deserving figures, and it just came to me on the spot, kind of like Jackpot did, that this was a window with a very big audience to get across the message that you started, and that was that Brent Musburger needs to receive the Pete Rozelle Award for Media Excellence and be in the broadcaster's wing of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I took it upon that moment.
No, it was great.
To say it.
I appreciate it.
And I felt really good about it. And, you know, you should feel good about it. And you started it. And then to be able to have the touchdown call in Las Vegas where he lives was some derivative of the way he used to call touchdowns for the Raiders. It felt right. You know, it's not something I went into the game thinking that's what I was going to do. First off, you can't imagine you're going to have a walk-off touchdown for a game that's going to go five quarters. So, yeah, I'm really proud that I could channel Brent in that call.
It was great. I know you're struggling with your voice. I appreciate you joining us, and you know, maybe let your wife have, you know, some room to talk a little bit. Maybe you just listen now when you're at home. Okay.
Well, I'm going to go out this morning and have breakfast with our good friend Al Michaels and some other buddies. And I think you're having Doc on.
Are you gonna play golf with Al?
I'm gonna try to play a few holes. I told him I can't guarantee I'm gonna go three or four, five holes. Maybe I'll make it nine holes. But I'm planning on teeing it up. And this, the point is, you got to tell Doc because this was Doc's daily game. So I'm supplanting Doc in the foursome. This would have, he definitely would have been playing if he wasn't coaching.
Okay. Does Al call your shots? Does he do play-by-play on you and you do Al's call him play-by-play? Do you believe in double bogeys? Yes!
I mean, you know, that's going to be parroted here a little bit later. Yeah, we call each other shots, and it's a lot of fun. I play more golf in a year with Al than I do any other individual. So whatever that adds up to, I probably play 15 times a year, maybe six or seven of them are with Al. And we settle into a pretty good flow of things. We're both, well, I can't speak for Al. My game's going in the wrong direction right now. Hopefully we can rally a little bit here with some time off in March, but I'm looking forward to it. And please thank Doc for me for opening up a spot in the foursome.
Great to talk to you. Tell Al we said hello. Thanks again, Jim.
Thanks, Dan, and all the Danettes. Love you guys.
Jim Nantz, Hall of Famer. Hello, friends. And no March Madness for him this year, but he'll be there at Augusta. Yeah, Al Michaels loves to play golf. He plays at Bel Air, and he loves to play. He doesn't play well, but he loves to play. But if you're a broadcaster and you're doing play-by-play, I would love to have a camera crew follow them, mic them up. Yeah, see?
I just even think the idea of, like, you're the server and you walk up to the table and these guys are all ordering breakfast and it's like, I'll have the toast and eggs. You know, and everybody's got this unbelievable silky smooth delivery one after the other.
Hello, friends. Yeah, hello, I'll friends. Take the French toast.
Hello, waiter.
Yeah. You know what's funny about Hello, Friends, too? I was out yesterday somewhere in public, like just at like a soccer thing, not really paying attention. And the two guys behind me, when they showed up, just random people I didn't know, the one guy was like, hey, what's up, dude? And the other guy went, hello, friends. Like, man, that is just a thing that people have really grabbed onto.
Hello, friends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.